Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Do you enjoy comedy bits from the Bob and Tom Show? Well, this is the podcast for you. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. Today, we are talking the Olympics, and I am joined by Jessica Alsman, Jess Hooker, Jason Hofstetz, and I am Willie Griswold. You guys watching the Olympics right now? I've been watching, have you seen canoe slalom?
No.
They're in like, I don't know if that's the right one, what it's called. They're in like a rapid, basically. And okay. Then it's kind of like they have to go to like little buoys on one corner and then go to one on the other corner and then go to the other corner and then go through. It's insane.
That it sounds like a Big Brother task.
It does. It looks like it would be a challenge on a Nickelodeon kids show.
Okay. Legends of the Hidden Temple, maybe.
Exactly,
oh,
yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It is weird. Are you guys watching anything right now? The beach volleyball? Nothing?
I've
seen some swimming. Yeah, and I think the track and field opens up soon, so I'm curious to see that.
So but. I bought a new TV in
for streaming only.
No, just so I could watch the Olympics in my kitchen.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a great idea.
And you haven't used it.
I haven't figured out how to set it up yet. But I'll get there. It'll happen. It's one of those TVs that looks like a picture when you're not using it.
Oh,
that's cute.
Classy. Right?
I just saw a review of it looks like one of these little sound things here for IKEA makes a Sonos speaker that looks like wall art, but it's actually a speaker.
Very cool.
Similar.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Maybe you could put it next to your TV.
I could.
And like, can I watch something here? No. Yeah. It's all hidden.
Yeah. I turned 40 and I was like, oh, well, now I got to be that lady that like sits and watches the news in the morning while she drinks coffee. Like, this is it's a part of who I am now.
Okay.
Better order a TV.
Okay.
I feel like that's the stuff you'll always hear about. My dad will be on vacation. He'll be like, yeah, I was in this hotel room and there was no damn TV. Yeah. And then until the last day, I figured out the painting on the wall was the TV the whole time. Wanted to play music, no speakers. Turns out there were speakers the whole damn time. It was the art.
It was in the lamps. There actually are lamps that have a speaker base.
Yeah.
And then
the
lamp up from it.
Yeah. I have a couple of light bulbs that are also speakers that you can put in your can lights.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Very cool. Yeah.
I am so far behind on technology. I don't have anything smart in the home, really. Just
Yeah, everything that I have is one thing. I don't have one thing that does two things. I don't have a lamp that plays music. I don't have everything. Oh. I have one. I like things that serve. Oh, I do have a lamp that you can plug your chargers into. I like that a lot.
Oh, that's
okay,
fancy.
I like that.
I love anything that plugs into the wall if it has a third little like USB charger on the side.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing in the whole world.
I have a record player that also plays CDs and cassettes.
Yeah, but that's
a radio.
Those are all in the same genre. That totally makes sense.
It's that little like, box you get. I don't know, Walmart or something.
No, that's like it's a fun. DVR, VCR. That makes sense. I'm talking about
together,
like, yeah, it's a popcorn player with Bluetooth, and then it turns into a projector.
So that
actually would be sick. That would be cool.
That would be
awesome. Yeah. Wait, real quick, I want to run a joke by you guys tonight.
Okay.
It is an Olympic-themed joke.
Okay.
I'm going to try it on the big show tomorrow. I'm going to try it with you guys first.
Okay. I love it.
I've been watching the Olympics. And I just don't think the swimming as exciting without Michael Phelps.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Olympics without Phelps, it makes no sense. It's like watching the Grateful Dead without Jerry Garcia. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like I like to watch something that you know they're the best at what they do, mm-hmm. and also they're probably high.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of something. I mess up the wording a little bit.
No,
I goofed the wording.
Yeah.
But we like the sentiment of it.
I do. I like it. You did well. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Can we critique?
Go ahead.
Okay. In working in threes, you need one more like token toker.
Sure.
Right? Like, I think there's one more that you need to...
Well, the...
Maybe for on stage.
The reference that you could do, the most recent one would be Sha'Carri Richardson, who's not racing this year because she was smoking marijuana. So that could be one, because she's also the best at what she does and probably high.
Yes.
So maybe that could work.
Yeah.
Also, I like how talking about things that are funny is not funny at all. Like, no, that does track. That does answer
my... I don't know how to write a joke, so I'm like, I love this. I'm like, yeah. What about Mike Tyson?
I'd go Snoop Dogg is what I would do.
Snoop Dogg. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But here's my issue with the whole joke, and I'm not crapping on it intentionally. I just don't... Him being... Michael Phelps being Hyde, to me, isn't really a thing anymore.
Sure, sure.
And here's the reason. He's been on the broadcast, and he's been awesome on the broadcast. And I see him in a different light, and he's real bubbly and all. And the high thing just kind of that was 10 years ago, I feel like.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago, and people did it to kind of like out him in a way. Like it was like TMZ released the
very
photo.
Very shameful they made it out to be, which is weird.
But in the back of my head, I was just like, oh, I like this guy more now.
Exactly.
Now he's likable. He has crutches.
I think it depends on how old you were when the information came out, how you remember him. So absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense too.
Was this after he competed and he was complete, or is it in between two?
In between. It was in between Olympics, the first and the second. It was in between.
Well, that was that early?
Yeah, it was in between. It was in before London, I believe, which was 2012.
So was it so controversial because he did it? Or was it just...
It was illegal and he was an athlete.
It was illegal and he'd already won all
It was illegal everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
it's not like it's helping him probably, right? I mean, it makes him slower.
I guess that's the joke that everyone's making about Sha'Carri Richardson too. It's like, I've never smoked weed and been faster.
No. Right.
Let her do whatever she needs to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it has never sped me up.
Yeah. If someone was like taking meth or doing coke and going faster, maybe that could be an issue.
That's true.
That's a good idea.
It at least makes you talk faster. I don't know if it makes you run any faster.
Can they take Adderall? If it's a prescription, because that is kind of an advantage.
I
or if
don't
you're
know.
On,
that's like that's such an interesting question.
If you have a really bad sinus infection, you might get prescribed prednisone. That's a steroid.
True.
And
that's
it can
steroid.
Kind of up you a little bit.
Well, that's another weird thing is like all these drugs that have weird side effects. Like I heard the other day that Accutane was invented as a form of chemotherapy. And it's like, it's strong enough to kill cancer and also it can get rid of pimples.
And it makes your nose smaller.
It does. Exactly.
What?
Like people invent these things. And they're
what
like,
is going on here?
It's weird. It's
it
like
really
my,
does.
My seizure medicine also helps to get rid of, doesn't help, but it also helps with mood disorders, which like I have a little bit of a mood disorder. So it's kind of welcome, you know, bring over that side effect.
Awesome.
Get in here, buddy. The water's warm. Love talking about a mood disorder 10 minutes in. Well, okay, we talked a little bit of Olympics. I say let's just get into our first bit. We're going to kick it off with a little bit of it's an Olympic moment in history.
Brigham All Broadcasting presents another Bob and Tom Olympic moment in history.
The year was 1924. The place... Foul Mouth, Nova Scotia, at the Go Yourself Gymnasium. Olympic gymnastic officials made an important determination concerning the balance beam competition.
We're halfway through the finals. Only 347 more medal contenders to go. Next up is Swedish gymnast Heidi Sausage.
They determined that a 3-foot-wide balance beam wasn't nearly challenging enough and made it too easy for everyone to make it to the Olympics. Once they narrowed the beam down to today's width of 4 inches, more competitors fell off and broke their legs, arms, and skulls, and everyone was happy.
On the beam is Italian silver medal finalist Maria Clenchesnacci. Oh, yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
This has been another Bob and Tom Olympic moment in history.
So here's an example of how things on this show sort of ruined my life. When I was a kid, I thought that all these great moments in history, they're obviously fake. They're all like jokes. But I thought they were all based on real events. So I thought they were all at least half true.
Yeah.
And it just really messed me up for a lot of things in my life. I had to like get to an older age and be like, oh, no, that was just they were being silly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wasn't based on
there was no lady named Heidi Sausage.
Heidi Sausage. And then there was also no Clincha Snatchy, which good work.
And I talked to Dean before this and he said, yeah, he pretty much just made up all these things before he would record them. And obviously that was Mark Allison there at the end as the enthusiastic announcer. But I literally just sit there, enjoy waiting to see what town he's going to make up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or what name. And perfect example.
Yeah, it's so silly. But I was like, at one point, was the balance board bigger than it was now? Like, it sounds like it could come from a place of reality.
Maybe.
And also the cruelty of the fact that it is cruel. It's like, yeah, people fall off and hurt themselves, and people started to enjoy the sport more. That does, that is real. That comes from a place of reality. Right?
Yeah. I was nervous when I saw them diving off the concrete diving board that doesn't bounce. It's
The 10 meter.
Just flip off. Yeah. And I'm like, there's guys climbing the tower right now, and that makes me nauseous. But those divers, it's hard to watch. I'm waiting for them just bang their head. And
does that ever happen to people?
Back up.
Do people ever fall back when they're just climbing the ladders at those diving competitions?
I don't know. I hope not. If you're an Olympic athlete and you can't make it up the ladder, we got problems.
Well, no, but like there's nerves involved. They got out of a pool. They're wet.
Yeah.
Oh, like I would think if I was a diver and I went to 100 meets a year, I would fall off the ladder 2 meets a year. I think.
I'd at least slip. I can't get up a boat ladder without falling. There's no way I could get up.
Well, dude, on a boat, there's a little extra.
We went tubing. I went tubing with my little sister Finley while we were on vacation. And I had to get, it's that thing where you flip it down and there's only one rung to put your foot into.
Right.
And my legs are long and my arms are long and I don't know, fulcrum or whatever that science word is. Yeah. I could not, man, it is tricky. I got up both times, played it very cool.
Yeah.
Getting on a boat is impossible.
It is. It you cannot do it gracefully, that's for sure.
I always think I'm going to be graceful. I always like take my shoes off because like I learned that one time when I was a kid and I call the guy Cap, you know, trying to be fun.
Oh, okay.
I'll show off a little bit. I'll be like, oh yeah, stern side or by the bow. I think stern is right and port is left, right?
That's how I know it, yeah.
I don't want to brag you guys. I know a few nautical terms.
You are your father's son.
You know what's funny? I said this to my dad and he didn't laugh. I said, it doesn't feel like we're docking a boat unless you and your brother are yelling at each other.
Man.
Because when we were kids, they would like be docking. Port side!
Yep.
Port side! Just yelling at each other. Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I grew up on a boat. We had a lake house when I was a kid and we had speed boats, ski boats. And my dad said more divorces happen loading a boat or taking a boat out of the water than any other place on the planet. And I think your dad said the same thing. If you want to see people fight, like go to the loading area for boats.
It's so funny, and it's always with someone that they love.
Yeah,
which is it's always like a significant other or a brother, where like you know important things about each other, and then if one thing goes wrong, you can yell out a family secret. Yeah. I don't know. It was
like on Friends when Rachel's yelling at Joey.
Yes, yeah, when they're teaching him how to sail. Yeah,
that's terrifying.
Yeah, greens don't quit.
I think it's a sex thing. I think men and women getting a boat out is not going to work because two guys, they're just like, I mean, I know you said
except two Griswolds.
Like my grandfather and my uncle, his son, they barely said a word. They just knew what to do.
But it's the same way with driving. You know, like if I'm sitting in the passenger seat and a guy is driving, I'm constantly scanning, right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking, if I'm not asleep, but I'm watching. But like when a guy drives, like they're hyper alert and everything I'm doing is wrong and la 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 la, you know, it's just it's like that. But my dad, it was just my dad and my brother and I. And so my brother and I, like my dad doesn't talk much. We had to read a lot of nonverbal cues when loading a boat. And that will make you hyper aware.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Absolutely. So,
Jason, were you about to bring up Tom probably always shouting out the poop deck?
Oh,
something
no.
about that joke.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's always there, right? It's always, he has that one in the holster at all times.
What kind of boats did you guys have on Lake Michigan? Like when you guys
it was my
there?
Uncle. It was I don't know any boat terms.
Is it
was
a big sailboat?
Boat. No, there was no sail
it was
on
a big
it.
Boat.
Is it a sailboat? It's
no,
not
it's
a
not
sailboat.
A sailboat. It had an outboard motor.
Outboard, okay.
I think.
Okay.
I think I was kind of feeling cool there and I said outboard motor and I don't totally know what that means.
Could
I'm going to be honest.
Could you see the motor in the back of the boat?
I don't remember. I have no idea. It was cool. It was fun. You know, we get sandwiches.
Did you have a cabin?
I don't.
In the boat?
I don't think so.
Was it an open bow?
Now can you quit showing off? Jeez.
You're really like the shame that just came out from him going, I was feeling really cool when I set outboard.
I was.
Hey, important. What kind of sandwiches did you have?
So we'd go to this liquor store called Gurney's. I know every detail about this. It's called Gurney's and it's a liquor store. And when you're a kid, you never get to go to the liquor store. It's this land of wonder. But you go in there, there's like bottles of wine, and then you walk to the back, and there's this beautiful deli container with all these meats. Oh, yeah. And I got this like delicious like turkey sandwich with like provolone, and I didn't want mayo, but there was mayo on it, and I liked it, but I didn't tell anybody. Kind of thing. Oh my God, cracked pepper on the top, fresh tomatoes. And then that is, I told that story, and then I outed the fact that my dad doesn't really have a shore lunch when he made fun of Josh so much for not having shore lunch. Yeah, that was when Josh goes, "You son of a bitch." Damn, that was a funny morning. Okay, well, this is another true classic. It is the Olympic Triple Cast.
Let's tune into that now. I think if we're ready for that.
I think I have to call this number to get to it.
Oh, okay.
So this should connect us.
I think it should.
Okay, this is a satellite
feed.
Radio
Triple Cast.
The Radio Olympics Triple Cast. Available, of course, by subscription.
Really?
I hope this is the right number.
Gerald Ford, 79 today.
All right.
He is 79.
That's right, he is.
Welcome to the Radio Olympic Triple Cast. This call is only $14.95 per minute. Visa, MasterCard accepted.
But sorry, at the Olympic Triple Cast, we don't take American Express.
Here now is the exclusive Radio Triple Cast of the Barcelona Olympics.
You know, here in the javelin competition, these very low runs back in 1984, that was the finest. You know, the decathlete has long been the most of them. Moses Malone, look at that. All these
this is the Triple Cast.
The Olympic Radio Olympics.
They're doing it all at once, though.
Well, maybe there's some bugs they have to work out.
I think that'll work out about as well as the TV.
Wow, for only $15.99 a minute.
That's all.
Right?
And to give some background on this, in 92, when the Olympics were in Barcelona, NBC actually did a pay-per-view Triple Cast. There was a red, white, and blue channel.
No way.
So like now, it's all over the place. They put them on different networks, yada, yada. Well, back then, there was just NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a pay-per-view thing back when it was still kind of a rare thing. The only thing you would pay-per-view back then was like a Mike Tyson
fight
or something. So they had three different channels, and it was like the amount was really high for the day, like $100 or $150 or something like that. And it turned out to be kind of a flop.
Right.
So they did the Radio Triple Cast.
Yeah.
But playing them all at the same time.
Those baby voices, man.
Oh, I know,
they kill me every time.
Funny. Funny.
Let's listen again.
Let's tune into that now. I think if we're ready for that.
I think I have to call this number to get to it.
Oh, okay.
So this should connect us.
I think it should.
Sorry, like how they did this as a
satellite feed.
Radio Triple Cast.
The Radio Olympics Triple Cast.
Hold on.
Available, of course, by subscription.
Really?
I hope this is the right number.
Gerald Ford, 79 today.
It just.
But so, their voices are so
funny.
Kind. Mm-hmm. They're so kind. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't. No, but they're just innocent. They're like
oh yeah. There's definitely more innocence.
You can still call 1-800 buy this and hear my little baby radio voice.
Sure.
Like Spangles said, they kept playing it over and over in the conference room, going, "Who is this?" Mm-hmm. And they were like, couldn't believe it was me because it was just so naive.
And now everyone's voices have been reshaped by cynicism. Just taken down and beaten down through the years.
Yes. Don't let it happen to you.
I don't think, I mean, I don't know. Probably I'll be a huge jerk in, 5 weeks, I think?
Yeah.
No.
I handle myself pretty good. Here's a bad one. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I was at the bars, and the Bob and Tom show was on TV. I was at the bar alone because my friends went home. And instead of going, "Hey, I've had a few too many, I should probably just head back myself," I stood by the bar and said, Hey, that's me on TV, by the way.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God. I swear to goodness.
William.
And 5 minutes later, I was like, I need to leave right now. This is an ugly part of me. That's me, by the way. No big deal.
Oh, my.
It was, so uncool. It was one tier below, "Do you know who I am? You're not going to let me. Do you know who I am?" It's one tier. And then 3 tiers below, "Do you know who my dad is?" You know, it's if I've had 10 drinks and I drop it, "Do you know who my dad is?" It's like, "Hey, get Willie out of here." No, I don't think I've ever done that before.
Oske, who has been on with us a couple times, just had a similar thing at a doctor's office.
Yeah.
And he had a mask on. But of course, him and his hair and his beard. And the doctor, they were done, whatever, because I think it was for one of his stepdaughters. And he's like, the doctor's to Oske is like, "You're pretty important, aren't you?" And Jeff didn't know how to take it.
Yeah, what?
He's like, no, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, you're pretty important. No, no, I'm not. You know, because Jeff is very,
yeah,
has no ego whatsoever.
Super humble, yeah.
And I was like, you're on the Bob and Tom show, right? And he's like, well, yeah. I goes, well, you're pretty important then.
Really?
Yes, and they walked out, and like some of the nurses came out to say bye. Aww. So the daughter was like, "Oh, you're actually a big deal."
Yeah, when your kid
and Jeff's like,
"No,
happen. No, no, I'm not. I'm not a big deal."
Yeah. Oh
by
my
the way,
gosh.
What doctor is that? Because yeah. I want to go there.
Yeah, I know.
Nice. I'd love to feel that. I had the exact opposite thing happen where the
you're not a big deal.
No, not at all. Apparently, I was. I had an exterminator come out because I have some wasps, some issues, and. So he comes up and I'm outside doing yard work anyway. And he said, hey, I know you. And I was like, okay. He goes, how do I know you? Mm. And I go, well, I'm on the radio occasionally. And he was like, that's not it. And I said, okay. And he goes, I used to know the guy that lived here. And I said my dad's name. He was like, yeah. And your brother played baseball with my kids. And I was like, yep. And that was it. That was the end of the story. And
I thought he was going to say, oh, yeah, and there was some bratty girl running around then, too.
No, that's why I said, yeah, it's my dad and my brother. And yeah, and then he was like, oh, and I know your mother-in-law. And I said, ex-mother-in-law. Yeah, let's just go through all of it. Yeah.
Acknowledge that I'm on the radio.
Yeah,
you know?
Nope, did not do it.
You could have said, I know it wasn't from the pictures at my mother-in-law's house because there's
there
none
are
of it.
None.
But that said, the doctor knowing the show, it could be good, but it could also be bad because like you don't know if someone's gonna go to the hallway and be like, hey, get in there, Bob and Tom's kid has a cyst on his penis.
Wouldn't that be awful? Yeah,
you don't want that to be the
no
day.
Well, I told this one on off the air years ago. I had a nasal surgery done and they're like tapping you for the anesthesia and they know how long it takes. It's like nine and a half seconds, whatever. Yeah. They know, and the actual doctor somehow knew I worked at the show. And so, boom, tap me, giving me the stuff. Yeah. He goes, oh, hey, here you work at the bottom. I go, yeah. Yeah. I go, so what's Christy Lee like?
Oh.
And I was out.
Are you serious?
Last thing I remember, have no idea what I said.
Oh, God. I said something horrible. You guys, I've had like a lot of procedures lately where it's
recently,
like a twilight.
Yeah.
Recently. And the lady said, do you work for Bob and Tom? And I said, yeah. And she was like, oh, so I'm laying down. I'm not kidding you. They're getting ready to do an endoscopy. I'm laying down. And I said, hey, you know, sometimes I get nauseous with anesthesia. Like, can you give me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was like, I just love that show. I've listened for years. She goes, Chick's my favorite. And I'm in that twilight. And I go, you want to know a secret? And she goes,
oh, no.
She goes, yeah. I go, I used to be engaged. And she told me after I came back out, and I was like, I am so sorry. She goes, yeah, but I just want to know, is that true? And I said, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So you said that not knowing you said that.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, like it was that twilighty, yeah. Like,
that's what I'm saying. No, I didn't have anyone tell me what I said about Christy. Who knows?
That is the worst. Having people tell you things that you did.
Mm.
Mine's was just blackout drunk, but that is the worst.
No anesthesia?
Nope. Yeah. No, just
Miller High Life.
A lot of Miller High Life. Yeah. A couple whiskeys, maybe a Malort to shake things up halfway through.
Yeah. Jessica, you fell off a school bus. You were barefoot. What happened? I don't remember. Mm. By the grace of God.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's perfect.
My actual walking and talking blackout where I woke up at a hospital.
Oh, my God.
See, mine are way funnier. You don't wake up in the hospital.
It was funny.
Way less sad.
Just my friends being like, yeah, you talked about Aqua Teen Hunger Force for an hour. It was terrible.
Hey, Sean Benjamin. Yes.
Okay, so let's get into this next bit. It's our buddy, Tim Kavanaugh, and he's praising a swimmer with a cool name.
His name is Ian, they call him Torpedo. He's king of the pool, lives in a Speedo. He's got size 17 feet, oh, girls all wonder about the size of his libido. He was born and bred for swimming. His dad won a medal for the East German women. At an early age, worked on his backstroke until his mom's amniotic sac broke.
Splash.
When When it comes to medals, he started a collection in water that drains in the opposite direction. If you're a woman in Australia, you might be hoping Thorpedo will nail ya. Yeah, yeah, this daddy could mack to fly girls, fat girls, baby got outback. There are women who lay awake and wonder what it would be like to have him down under. But for now, he's simply glad to dominate swimming at this Olympiad. We're seeing one great spectacle, Thorpedo kicking men swimming in the testicles. When he's done, he'll cash in Tiger Woods fashion. I can see it now, a new taste treat-o. Get the Taco Bell Thorpedo Grandito.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's wow. Really, really good. That's so fun. And is that Mark Allison
is that,
beatbox?
It is?
Mark, yes, Mark Allison on the beatbox.
Oh
though.
My gosh, he yeah. killed it.
Well, yeah. And with like the Beastie Boy hyping up the end of every line.
Yeah.
So, so fun. I'm doing a rap bit tomorrow. So today is when this comes out. And I'm going to ask Mark if he wants to do the final lines with me now.
Are you doing it?
Yeah,
on
it's
air?
Silly. I was going to try to do it this morning with the, it's really, really silly. It's about okay. how, it's me being like, oh, I'm not good at rapping. It's not me like actually okay. trying to do anything.
Okay.
It'll just be really funny, but it'll be way funnier if I bring in Mark Allison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's this, there's, I can do it for you guys. There's a dispensary in Oregon. You get a free joint if you show your vaccine card.
Okay.
But if you freestyle rap about getting the vaccine, you get $200 cash.
Oh,
no
my gosh,
way.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's the premise of what I'll be doing tomorrow/today if it comes out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird. It's really,
that's
really
funny.
Silly.
That's nuts.
I've been messaging with Oskay about it, which is, by the way, very fun. Me and Jeff Oskay going back and forth trying to make a rap song together. Just a little bit of fun, little
that
silly
is funny.
Stuff.
Okay.
Can you guys beatbox at all?
No.
No, no, no.
Is that it?
Not, that was not, good. That was
not
fast.
Not spit on the microphone.
Sorry about it that,
was,
Christy.
No, it was good. I like that. Was real, real nice.
I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I probably if I tried a little bit, but
yeah,
I'm not.
I don't know. I don't.
Donnie can do that club noise. That
oh yeah.
That thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
That was like a weird, like a camp thing. Everyone would do the
yeah.
I think Stewie does it on Family Guy. It's hilarious. It's like early on though.
Also, Tim Cavanaugh, pretty great rhythm on that. He does
yes,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's just silly, but him and Mark Allison, if I saw that at like a camp talent show, I'd be like, that would blow my mind away.
And how about the like one of the best nicknames from your actual name? Ian Thorpe was the guy. And I looked up, he had 2000 and 2004, I'll tell you how long ago that was, that he was a big deal. And a swimmer, Thorpe, Thorpedo. I mean, how perfect of a name.
That's true.
Like what, maybe Speedy Gonzalez had a better nickname.
Sure.
Hunter Smith, who was a punter. Hunter
oh,
the punter.
Yeah,
that was just an easy
rhyme.
That
was fantastic.
Rhyme.
It's good. No,
the
I think.
Thorpe and Thorpedo that goes underwater.
There's the one other
know?
Element, but yeah, I think they're in the same area.
Yeah, like Hugh Jack, the quarterback.
Dude.
That'd be fun. Right.
Okay, still, we're really heavy on the rhyme. You need a little something extra.
Alrighty.
Like if there was a punter whose last name... No, I can't think of the third element to this.
Prick? Like John Prick? He kicks.
John Prick. Prick, well, Prick the kick, but there needs
I can't
to be...
Brick,
but he'd
I
have
guess.
To have like maybe the word foot or something in his,
right.
in his last
You're
name.
You're putting a lot of prerequisites in this.
I'm just telling you that Ian Thorpe is... find one better.
Thorpe? There's nothing about his body.
Thorpedo.
Well, that's not his body. His arms, legs,
yes,
back.
Yes, but Thorpedo underwater.
He
that's a
himself,
boat.
He turns himself into a Thorpedo. That's a boat. It's okay. I like that we're really breaking
right.
this down, though.
All right. I got it. Let's see. John Hamm, the punter, because he kicks a football off of a stand. I got nothing.
Why would it be John Hamm?
I was trying to rhyme stand.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about
Ryan
his
with
wiener.
Stand. Yep. Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah.
He's got
yeah.
a big
That's
old
a
wiener.
Torpedo.
No, come on. Say it right.
John Hamm, the son
and
of
see,
Miller.
This is gonna tie in.
What? Which one?
You taught me this. What's he got?
Oh, he's got big old hog.
Yeah. Ham, hog,
there you go.
Jason, you getting frustrated. You getting legitimately frustrated for the silliest thing that anyone... Come on, what is it? And you're doing like charades.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with Jason's aggressive point towards his crotch and then lengthening it out at Jessica.
It was oversized.
It was fun. You did do my favorite thing to do. It's a great visual bit is whenever you're talking to your friends and like if I'm doing like a fake P, for example, or like
right.
a fake J-O like
right.
that, you either go really big, like you go like, oh yeah, and I was in there doing my thing,
right.
or really small, like you're holding a tiny pair of tweezers that you have to use when you use the restroom. It's a really fun visual joke.
Yeah, you guys are better at this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys don't have, girls don't have, is there an international signal for I have to go take a pee if you're a girl?
Yeah, you just hold yourself, I gotta pee.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I guess that one still works. Yeah.
I gotta tinkle.
I gotta go. I gotta go drain.
Pop a squat.
Drain the clam. Like I don't know.
Yeah, do you really wanna know?
Drain the clam. That's disgusting. I will never have a Bloody Mary with Clamato ever again.
Okay. I hope people start using
Clamato sounds, that word alone just gives me the...
Yeah, Clamato.
Clamato, a lot of fun.
Gosh, not many like words make STD. Me, but that is just a terrible word.
Clams, pretty gross. Tomatoes, pretty gross. Let's bring them together. It's okay with a little bit of vodka.
there you go, with a little bit of vodka.
Did you hear about Jordan Potato, the gardener who grew... tomatoes. Damn it. I can't make it work. I'm sorry.
You're so close.
You're really close. I love it when Alston really forces it. And
the potato itself is already a vegetable. I guess.
Yeah. Well, also, there needs to be, if it's Thorpe to Thorpedo, there needs to be an addition of something.
Yeah, it needs to be slightly obscure with a little twist. Maybe this can be homework for next episode.
Yeah.
We'll come back and have our listeners maybe send us some stuff, ideas where this would work.
Yeah, I need a lot of.
You will do a great job. We'll break down the rules after this bit. But for now, this is Christy and Chick. They're teaming up for one of their finest performances.
Good evening. I'm Dick Amberger, and welcome to the wild world of sports. Tonight, we have a truly unique program featuring a pair of former Olympians. Gymnastics fans around the world will be happy to know that we're here to cover the honeymoon of former Olympic gymnast Nadia Comaneci and Bart Cutter. Oh, no. As always, joining me in the broadcast booth is former gymnast Emma Pretzel. Thanks for being here, Emma.
Thank you, Dick. I know the couple has been training hard, and I'm looking forward to tonight's performance.
Now, our crew spent the entire day setting up hidden cameras in the honeymoon suite, and we expect the newlyweds to arrive, Eddie. Wait a minute. Here they are now.
That's right, Dick. Mr. Connor is carrying Nadia over the threshold. It's fortunate for him she lost 40 pounds, although her breasts still seem to be quite large. I haven't seen a pair that big since Olga Areola, the gymnast from Czechoslovakia.
I enjoyed watching that check bounce.
The couple are now disrobing. Nadia is removing her blouse, and now her brassiere.
Ah, it's the classic Romanian presentation. She's certainly in good form tonight. Of course, who can forget how ecstatic Nadia was at the 76 Olympics when she received a perfect 10?
Just a minute, Dick. Bart Connor is removing his trousers. Oh, dear. That's not a perfect 10. It looks more like a 4.5 to me.
I haven't seen anything that small since the 84 Olympics when I showered with those dwarfs from New Guinea.
The eager couple have made their way to the king-size bed. A smiling Bart Connor is in a reclining position.
Perhaps you'll explain to our viewers what she's putting on her hands.
Well, she's chalking up, Dick. That's what people dress the apparatus, if you know what I mean.
No wonder Bart's smiling. The action seems to be picking up.
Oh, that's right, Dick. Nadia is setting up for her routine. Here she goes. Oh, she begins with the classic Latvian grip. Now, a one-arm pelvic pull with a full twist. And finishes with a splendid two-handed phylactic thrust. I believe she's doing a flip. It must be Bart's turn.
As you know, Bart's gone for the gold before, but tonight, it appears he's going to go for the pink.
Bravo, this is a bold move. He's starting with the classic Sarajevo full twist of the tongue and moving into a full double front Quimby Yodel. What a combination. This has not been attempted since Mexico in 64. And he's finishing with the classic East German finger whip and a reverse patouille arm wipe. That's always a crowd pleaser.
Yes, it looks like they've finished the compulsories and are moving on to the meat of the program.
Oh, that's right, Dick. Nadia begins with an arch, a straddle, now a twisting front layout to a full split. They're only moments away from a perfect score. Now, next up is...
Oh my, something seems to have gone terribly wrong. Oh, how untimely.
Oh, you're so right, Dick. I'm afraid Bart Connor will be penalized heavily for this. I was concerned this might happen.
You don't mean that he...
Yes, a premature dismount.
Oh, my. Well, that's all for now. We'll see you next time on Wild World of Sports.
Wow. I love a bit with a... Ta-ka-tsh. right in the middle of the bit, right at the end, rather. Totally defied the form. That was great, man. And Christy, by the way, is so good at calling that.
So good. She did that
and
for a while.
Yeah, she covered sports.
I would say soon around this, if not soon after, she did cover gymnastics quite a bit.
Yeah, she's very good at it. Sure, her voice is like just spot on for that.
Mm-hmm. And I love the over description of them doing things. And I missed exactly, but one of my favorite moves she was talking about was the double front Quimby.
Yeah, I heard
something.
Quimby and I was
what was the fourth word there?
I don't know.
I remember there was like a Belgian finger roll or something.
Wasn't there a television show called Quimby Down Under?
There's Quimby for sure, I know, but I don't.
Quimby Down, it's not Quimby
Or maybe
Down
I'm thinking
Under.
Of Quincy.
No oh, idea. I don't know. I don't know.
Here's another thing. I have no idea. Was that about two actual Olympians?
Oh, yeah.
So I assume they were two gymnasts, I guess. That
yes.
They formed a couple.
Yeah. Yes. Natalie Komenich.
Yeah,
I love that name.
Bart Connor.
Yeah. I remember her. Yeah.
Oh, it was a Russian and an American?
Yes.
Yeah.
A love story.
Yeah. And I think in my little bit of research, I think they're still together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's awesome.
Aww. Do you guys ever watch any of the Pitch Perfect movies?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know the two announcers.
Elizabeth Banks and...
The guy from...
Oh, my gosh.
He's in everything. He played David Letterman in that HBO movie about Late Night Wars.
Yes, he's Second City guy. I think he is,
he might
right?
be. He, okay. He's in all the Christopher Guest movies.
Yeah, so it's those two. That's how I see Chick and Christy calling these.
Yes, they were the original.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Things like that, yeah.
And then that also makes me think of the people that are calling the game in Dodgeball.
Yes.
Where it's Jason... Yeah, it's Gary Cole and then
Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm. And then Jason Bateman, who's like always the straight man. He's the weird. We'll see how that works, Cotton.
Yeah.
He will not be able to see. Oh, you were right, Jess. Quimby was a movie. Quimby Down Under, starring Tom Selleck and Alan Rickman.
Oh, that's why I know Tom Selleck was in it. Mm-hmm.
The man with the mustache.
Oh, the man's got a lot more than a mustache.
When I was a kid, I thought he was the guy on the Red Baron pizza boxes. You know the Red Baron microwavable mini pizzas?
Oh, because they both had noticeable mustaches.
Yeah, they got the mustache.
Yeah.
What? You thought that was the same guy?
Yeah. I mean, I probably think they look pretty similar. Does no one else think they look similar to me?
I mean, I never saw him with like that kind of hat on, but maybe.
I feel like the Red Baron's is a little more pointy. A little more devious.
You're dramatic. Like a Boyardee situation. I think it's a pretty classic sort of downward, like the classic cop style mustache.
Oh, no. The guy on the pizza box, it was out and it was rounded.
No, you guys are thinking of some. This is the Red Baron.
You know what? Hey, bad news. I'm afraid that if anybody knows what's on the front of the pizza box,
you know
it's our boy,
you
Willie.
You know what? This kid thinks he knows everything. Okay?
When it comes to microwavable mini pizzas, okay. You are looking at a total pro.
He's a pilot.
He's a pilot?
He's a pilot.
He's the Red Baron.
Oh yeah, he's a pilot.
That's not wrong. You're right.
It's
that does
mustache.
Look like Tom Selleck.
It's a lot of Tom, yeah.
That is white very goggles, Tom Selleck. Red scarf, looking majestic.
Okay, then who am I thinking on the front of what food box?
Chef Boyardee.
No, does he look like a pirate? And he's got his mustache is a little more. Isn't there like a pirate type pizza?
There's Pirate's Booty the Popcorn.
No, this guy, I feel like, is on the front of some kind of food
Pirate
container.
Pizza.
I'm looking it up. Let's
and
see.
And he's got, like, the big, who is it?
That might be a pizzeria in California.
Oh.
Is there Pirate
but
Pizza?
It does look like exactly what you're saying.
Let me see.
But it's an actual pirate.
No. This guy has, like, the hat that the pirate would wear over his scarf. You know what I'm talking about? With the big feather.
Yeah, like the three-pointed one.
And I feel like he's biding a sword.
Like
in
a musketeer.
Yes, like a musketeer. He's not a pirate. He's a musketeer.
I have no clue what we're talking. You know what? We are just a bunch of fat kids. I mean, every
week.
Yeah, but
people are yelling it right now, going, it's blank. You idiots. God, why do you have podcasts and I don't?
How did we start talking about Tom Selleck even?
He's in Quimby Down Under, and Quimby was one of the names in the move that Christie's
got. Yes. Yeah.
And John Michael Higgins is the other announcer from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Also,
oh, yeah. So
also the
we
host
went from
of America Says.
Quimby to Tom Selleck to pizza. So, yeah, I mean, we're always 2 degrees away from food, right?
Yeah.
Man, those Red Baron mini pizzas, that is a... I've had to make a consistent effort to not have those in my home. Because when I was a kid, that was the thing you pop in before bed. You know your before bed snack that you have.
Oh yeah,
so delicious.
I've actually mine was a donut.
Yeah, I know a lot of kids that do that. My kids never did though. Yeah.
Oh, my daughter would eat a breakfast before going to bed.
Yeah.
She'd have a couple Pop-Tarts and something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you also don't want to have something that's like, you know, I still love those pizzas. There's a time and a place for them, but like you don't have like a 600-calorie processed pizza right before you go to sleep. That's not exactly when you want that.
600
that's
sounds true. Low.
Yeah, that's like a piece and a half of them. Yeah.
They are delicious. Oh, this is just the ones that are about this big.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Six inch.
Sure, okay.
The 6-inch gotcha. Diameter thing. Mm. I mean, those things are just crazy.
Give me a Tostitos and I will pound that. Like all 720 calories of it. I don't care.
The pizza rolls?
The pizza. Oh, okay. Don't even start on the pizza and the pizza or the pizza rolls, the bagel bites.
Wait, before we move on, I just want to tell one story really quickly. My little brother one time came into my room crying when he was a kid. I'm like 16, maybe 17. Me and my friends, we got stoned and we ate all of the pizza rolls that he got. We're like, Charlie, it's no big deal. We'll get you the pizza rolls. And it's me and two other guys. He goes, you guys, you don't understand. There were 100 pizza rolls. How the hell did each of you eat 33 pizza rolls?
I would have been upset too.
I was like, don't worry about it, kid. You'll get it when you're older. Okay, this is our next bit, our penultimate bit, if you will. What the heck? Another Olympic moment in history.
Brigham All Broadcasting presents another Bob and Tom Olympic moment in history.
The year 1953. The place? Blonde Puban Norway. A team of Polish athletes began training for a brand new event in which they hope to compete in the next Olympics. A curious crowd had gathered near the shores of the Clitorial Straits to watch the first practice of the Polish men's water polo team. Onlookers were horrified as they witnessed the drowning of the entire Polish equestrian team of horses and riders in the icy waters off the Isle of Langerhans. The visibly shaken Polish coach, Lech Jalabia, stood shaking his head and mumbled, I knew I shouldn't have used Clydesdale.
This has been another Bob and Tom Olympic moment in history.
So that's, I mean, that's just taking that old joke. Water polo is great. I do think it's unfair to the horses, though, and just stretching it out as far as you can go. That is, and then by the way, if you, for those keeping track at home, there was a city called Blonde Puban. There was an area referred to as the Clitorian Straits.
Clitorial
Straits. Yeah, yes. Excuse me. How could I? And then there was a person whose name was Lech Jalabia. So just right over the plate there for everybody.
Yeah, right down the middle.
And also, it was about water polo. Usually, we'll only do weird sexual puns if it's a weird sexual piece. This was it was two totally different things going different ways.
Have you ever played water polo?
No. I used to play, we played a lot of gutter ball at the pool when we were kids, which is where you're in the water, you're treading water, and you have to take the gutter ball. Is that what it's called, the gutter ball?
I don't know.
Those little balls that can get wet, and then like the wetter they are, the heavier they are.
Yeah.
And you have to
squeeze them out.
You squeeze it out, and then you try to get it as dry as possible, and then you can kind of skip it across the water.
Yeah.
Man, gutter ball was a lot of fun when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But water polo is a vicious sport. I was watching it.
Yes, it is vicious. And it used to be more vicious because in high school, I did not play, but I had buddies that did. Mm-hmm. And their fingernails, they let them grow out. And they would file them into points. Now, nowadays, I think the refs actually check your fingers now.
Oof.
But yeah, it was pretty brutal.
Dear God.
Yep.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. No thanks.
What is it? You know what? If you're using your fingernails to do anything, it's always just like, I guess there are guitarists that need, but like using your fingernails as a weapon, those weirdos that grow the Coke pinky nail in 80s movies, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just get a damn manicure. I like to think, hey, if it's not hurting anybody kind of thing, I don't like weird fingernails. I'm going to say it.
I don't either.
Bunch of freaks and weirdos with the weird fingernails.
All right, Willie, you're on the dating scene. What about a girl with big, long fingernails that almost, you can't use them, they're so long?
Nothing against it.
Okay.
I've never had weird fingernails come into my life in that respect. And now I think I might even want that. I might even be looking for that. Mm. Dolly Parton had weird fingernails when I saw her, and those were cool.
She was like the original long fingernail, like, mainstream person. That's true.
And she had to hold him funny when she played guitar. God, she is the greatest. Don't we all just love Dolly Parton so much?
She dressed up in her bunny suit for her husband's 75th birthday.
Aww. Very hot.
I did see that,
Yeah. And she said something about, she was like, I was a butterball in the original one back in the 70s, but she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She's just gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, that's so funny. Like, is butterball... Is she comparing herself to like a hot turkey? Is that what she's going
for? No, she's saying that she's chubby.
Oh, well, but no, because she said I was a butterball, but now I'm string cheese. I don't know. It was just a really folksy way to say it that I didn't understand, but I loved.
Yeah.
I love a folksy expression.
Yeah.
I think that's all I'm trying to say.
And she made references to food.
Yes. So. Boy, do I love food. It can all come back to that.
Now, Willie, you were on a podcast recently, were you not?
Yeah, I did Harder Brunch that Jess did.
Yeah.
And it was so great. They knew that I grew up in Miami, so they made a bunch of like Cuban foods. Mm-hmm. Like there was like a Cuban breakfast with like some sort of pork and some frijoles, which are beans, I'm being fancy.
Right.
And rice, and they made like a Cuban sandwich, and there was this like key lime, what's it called? When it's in between a parfait and a pie, a trifle? A trifle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, I don't like love key lime stuff, but man, this was good. Yeah, check it out. Those guys are the best. What did they make when you were there, Jess?
I don't remember.
It's just.
I really don't remember. He just keeps bringing food. And then crazy. You want a nap, but you got to do a podcast. Yeah, our friend Dyke Michaels. Yeah, he's awesome, and he's an amazing chef here in the city and hosts this podcast, too. Mm. So it's so fun. You just get to eat really great food and talk food and comedy and all those things. So go listen. It's a Harder Brunch.
Harder Brunch with Dyke Michaels and Thad McKee. Dyke didn't know that I was a camp guy, and then he told one story, and then I spent like 30 minutes of this podcast just talking about camp stories.
I saw. As I said, you said something about being a camp 10.
So it's like, you know how people say like, I'm a New York 8, Indiana 8, but I'm a Chicago 5,
right.
Or I'm a whatever. Mm-hmm. The joke was just like, everyone at camp is a 10. Like,
yes.
I'm all at camp, everyone gets to be a 10.
Yes.
I'm like smiling just thinking about it. Man, I love summer camp. I could talk about it all day.
Alsman, were you on a podcast recently too?
Yeah. There you go.
Yep, cool.
Well, I went to Indiana PopCon.
Oh, you went to PopCon, yes. That's
and
what
we
it was.
Hosted some games there, the Brandon Peters Show. It was a lot of fun.
That's
and
what
then
I
right now, I'm on his podcast dissecting the TV show that only lasted one season on Fox called The Heights from 1992. Does anyone remember The Heights?
I know it from you talking about it.
No, I don't.
The hit song, How Do You Talk to an Angel? It's like, how do you talk to an angel?
I remember that song.
That was the theme. It came from that show. And then it got canceled after the first season, which is only 13 episodes. So we're kind of talking about it. Never heard of it before. So...
And it's available to watch?
On YouTube. Except the first episode. Can't find it anywhere.
What?
And if you go to YouTube to watch The Heights... It includes commercials from 1992 on some of the episodes,
that's
which is so
fun.
That is fun.
Much fun. Yes. You've got the Taco Bell commercial with Eric Estrada.
Mm, okay.
And lots of random old stuff. They're showing promos for Married with Children. Like, coming up this Sunday, the Bundys are, the Bundy musical. And it's like, they did the musical episode before, Buffy did.
Yes.
So it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's
Destination
awesome.
TV. Man, do you remember that?
Mm.
That's just, I mean, like you sat down to watch a show when it aired.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like it's just wild.
And every week they're talking about 90210, Trouble with Dylan.
Yeah.
Oh no. It's fun.
My
were you,
favorite.
Were
ones,
you born yet?
For what? What year?
92?
Nope, 93.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, little baby.
Thank you very much.
A pre baby.
Baby, Tom Sperm,
a twinkle in his dad's eye. Okay, yeah. or
twinkle in his dad's nuts.
I don't wanna.
Chick's favorite line. And that's how Chick brought me up at the when we did the benefit show for camp at the Irving Theater.
Yeah,
Chick goes, I've known him since he was in his dad's balls. Ladies and gentlemen,
nice.
And real quick, Jessica, I did want to say my favorite one season canceled Fox sitcom.
Yeah,
Mulaney. Really liked it. Got the axe.
What about Polly? Polly Shores, it lasted 5 episodes.
He had one?
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
gosh.
I recorded all 5 of those on VHS. I wonder if I can find them.
I loved him so much. He was my Adam Sandler, right? I love Adam Sandler too, but Polly Shore was my Adam Sandler. I watched all his movies. And then when he came in here, I was so afraid he was going to wreck it for me and be a dick that I just stayed in the back of the building.
Oh no.
Yeah, I wouldn't meet him. You know, so I mean, they do say don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
I have a story that I'm not going to tell you. All right, here's our last bit. It's another appearance from Johnny Rump.
Doping scandals are threatening to overwhelm the Olympic Games in Athens as one athlete after another is banished from the competition. To get to the bottom of this scandal, tune in tonight for a special report from Bob and Tom Television correspondent Johnny Rump. It's Who's on the Juice, Greek style. You'll see sparks fly as Johnny Rump cross-examines accused Russian weightlifters.
I'm speaking with Yuri Krochchizmo. So, Yuri, you adamantly deny that you are ingesting any illegal or potentially harmful substances? Well, you make a strong case for yourself. I agree. Innocent until proven guilty. I know this has to be a trying time. Your coach tells me several of your stomachs are knotted with tension.
Listen to Johnny Rump as he confronts disgraced Russian shot putters.
What about you, Olga? Is steroid use common among your herd? Team?
And in the interest of journalistic fairness, Johnny Rump also interviews athletes who are willing to condemn the rampant abuse of performance-enhancing drugs.
The competition has to be a level playing field. Otherwise, those of us who train hard and stay clean are just wasting our time.
Well said, Helga. It's refreshing to meet an athlete with the strength of their convictions. By the way, good luck to you and all the other women wrestlers today.
Thank you. Me and the other girls need that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get fitted for my protective cup. This cup here, it's got a Nike swoosh on it. You like what you see?
Yes, I do.
It's Johnny Rump on Bob and Tom Television tonight. Who's on the juice? Greek style.
That's great. I mean, that has to be the one of the best, if at least top five Mark Allison performances. That is so strong. The way that he hits a knot in several of your stomachs. So fun.
Marty Bender, shout out.
Marty was Olga there at the end, yes. Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah, that was Marty.
Is he Helga?
Helga, sorry. Helga.
Which reminds me of the Russian dodgeball player, Helga, on the movie Dodgeball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Totally. She's got the unibrows or whatever.
Totally.
But I was also thinking of Bernice.
Who's Bernice?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
With the little girl.
Damn Bernice? Yeah.
Oh. What if you didn't pass for
Man, dodgeball! What a lovely movie! I know we're not talking about that.
When is dodgeball going to be an Olympic event?
I've never
How
seen
is it.
It
not?
Yeah, that seems like it'd be pretty fun.
They
to
do
watch.
So handball's in it. So I know they have all the equipment they need for it. Yeah,
right.
But yeah, I don't know. Here's one thing I want to make very clear: I don't give a hell about the Olympics. Right?
Okay.
I don't. I think it's great. I'm glad they happen every year. But there's this weird thing. I just don't want to be my dad, where he gets mad that they're letting in things like breakdancing,
right,
and surfing and skateboarding.
Right.
And man, I just do not care.
Yeah.
There are folks out there that run the committee. I think I'll let them do their job.
Yeah. Did you guys ever invent like some game growing up? And that was always like we had at the Ball Diamonds, we had a couple of different games, but our favorite game at the Ball Diamonds. So like everybody's playing baseball, but when you're not playing baseball, you're playing cup ball.
Sure.
And cup ball was in like this empty little corner of the parking lot, and it was literally, do you remember those cups that almost had a wax film on them, but you would use them to get water out of the water jug, right?
Or a slushy.
Or a slushy kind of or anything. Thing.
They're little triangles, little cones?
Yes.
That too.
So we would roll them up in whatever kind of a ball, and then we would be over there, and someone would throw it, and you would hit it with your hand, and that was cup ball.
Yep.
And that's what we would play forever. And I'm always just like, every time I go over there to like watch a niece or a cousin or somebody play ball, I look over,
in the corner.
I'm like, is anybody, nobody's
no
playing couple.
I know.
No, they're all on their phones, little turds.
Aww. I freaking hate the phone.
Sorry.
We had the interception game.
I'm real angry about it. Interception game.
It was probably equivalent to smear the receiver.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
We played that a lot.
But we called the, it was the interception game. So it's kind of fun. Jerry Rice was always out there.
Yeah.
It's pretty early on.
Jerry Rice came to your elementary?
In our minds, yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Got it. Like,
it's
I'm
actually
Jerry
more
Rice.
The front yard and in the road.
Right.
Oh, okay.
In Falmouth, USA. Very exciting.
Yeah. We also played knee football, which was like we weren't allowed to play in the house. Mm-hmm. But we were like, it was one of those like, okay, if we stay on our knees, can we throw the ball? Like if we don't stand up, is this allowed?
Sure.
And I can't imagine if I went back to that place where we lived when we played knee football. Like, it was probably like a 5x5 square, and we just for hours, and our knees would be just destroyed.
That's genius, though. What? Yeah. We're making ourselves smaller.
Yeah.
So it's okay now.
I remember being a kid and not knowing the difference between offense and defense, but not wanting to ask anyone what the difference is.
Right.
So just like I just pass the ball, be like, defense! just judging by how people looked at me, whether or not it was good or not.
Did you have a trick that helped you remember, or did you just eventually remember?
When I started playing football, the coach was like, hey, there's an offense and there's a defense. Offense has the ball, defense doesn't. I was like, oh, that makes everything so much easier.
The defense is defending.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, but I never remembered it that way because my brother played sports, and my dad finally, he was like, listen, this is how you remember. Offense, O, round like a ball. Okay? That means they have the ball. Mm-hmm. And that's how I remember. Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to remember.
Yeah.
Now, as a kid, did you, listening and watching football, you heard quarterback and cornerback, and you're like, how are they playing both positions at the same time?
Nice. Totally.
On both sides of the ball.
Man, mm-hmm. This is how Willie and I started this podcast before the mics were on, talking about how kids, just, translate stuff in their brain.
Yeah. Yep. And then also quarterback, fullback, and halfback, being like, what the hell does fractions have to do with this?
I still don't understand it. There's a Peyton Manning and there's a Reggie Wayne, and that's how I see it.
Honestly, that's pretty much all you need to know. Really, that's all you need, especially if you're watching football nowadays.
Right.
Peyton Manning and Reggie Wayne.
What about Marvin Harrison?
Well, yeah, I mean,
That's then after that, that's my third one.
The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Where's Edgerrin at, though?
Jeff Saturday.
Are you loving all of the pictures of them going to camp?
It's so fun.
I love it.
Colts camp is so fun. Yeah. And they did like all the ways that Reggie Wayne entered.
Yes.
They did Kenny Moore this year showed up in an Indy car. Yeah. It's just so fun.
Sorry, guys. We're fanning out over here in Indy.
And then Frank Reich is, he's not sick, but he has COVID and he has no symptoms, but he's not at camp right now. Mm-hmm. And I just hate that he's not there because you got to have the guy leading the guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am so excited about football coming back.
I know.
It's just, I felt like there's this weird thing missing from my life, and I just can't wait to just have that great distraction again. It is such a fun distraction.
Now, you guys know I have a bus, and I kind of want to, tailgate.
What the hell happened with that bus?
It's ready. I mean, let's go. Let's tailgate.
Was this your uncle's bus at one time?
No, this is a bus I bought.
Okay.
Yeah, but I come from generational bus love.
She's a bus person.
I'm a bus person.
She comes from a long line of bus people.
No, I'm not kidding you. Back in the 70s, my family was buying old school buses and redoing them into RVs. Yeah, in the 70s. Like, I should bring in pictures. It's nuts.
That's
before
awesome.
It was a thing. Yeah. Yes. Back then, we were just white trash. Now we're hipsters.
Yeah. That's a very funny change, by the way. Yeah. How a form of poverty has become trendy in a way.
Yes.
That didn't sound great the way that I said it, but...
No, just like a privileged kid would say it.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't say like how Tom does, like, oh, if you drink Mountain Dew, you're an idiot and you're poor.
Yeah.
Did he say that?
I don't know if he said the word idiot, but he definitely said poor.
He definitely says things like sweatpants make you look like you've given up on yourself.
Osmond definitely heard idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. I also wear sweatpants a lot. Like one day I wore them to work. It was cold out and I had a vest on and a sweatshirt and sweatpants.
I think
he goes,
I saw this.
Thanks for getting dressed to come to work today.
I thought you were saying, are you poor?
He says things sometimes and he's like, I'm joking, of course. I'm like, that's fine.
Ace only has sweatpants and shorts, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of all he
has. He has sweatpants and cutoff sweatpants.
Oh, is that? Okay.
That's what Ace said.
That guy, I got to take a look at his. He's got big, kind of strong calves. Okay, we'll end the show on that one. We'll end the show on Ace's calves. Thank you for tuning in. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to us. It helps us out. We will see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.